Well, let's talk really quickly about the dangers of either too much particularity or too little particularity. And let's start with too much particularity, okay? If there's too much particularity, that is, we're too like our non-faith communities, then we have basically total assimilation. Then we lose our prophetic voice. And perhaps we become, in a religion-friendly society, we become simply a civil religion. And a civil religion that politicians tend to support. Because this is the kind of religion that benefits and sustains the society and the status quo that we've built. Okay? We have a loss of, obviously, connection to the universal church, the one holy Catholic apostolic church. You might have a church on its own without intentional access to the what we've been calling the rules of our community, creed, practice, liturgy. And then on the other side, you have dangers of not enough particularity. And this is a really big danger. And I think there's some of us who, for very good reasons and for very scriptural motivations, you know, come out from them and be holy. And this is a promise from 2 Corinthians, is a quotation from the Old Testament. Touch no unclean thing and I'll receive you. So there's holiness movements that come out of this, and so the idea is we want to be as different from our culture as possible, as different from our non-faith communities as possible. But this is dangerless either, because when we don't have enough particularity, communities don't own it. Okay, this is what happens with, for example, the Thai Christians that Chris Flanders visited, that you have this sense that, well, are you Christian? No, I'm Thai. Because you can't realistically be fully Thai and be Christian. Okay. So you'll still have people going to their witch doctors because there's not enough particularity. The gospel hasn't touched that area of life. Hasn't spoken at all about, sorcerers and witch doctors and whatnot. And so we can still go to church on Sunday, but then we'll see the witchcrafter on Monday, witch doctor on Monday. We'll have a community that's not challenged about our greed or lust or oppression or idolatries because the gospel is not owned. See, when the particularity is not emphasized enough, the scope and depth of the gospel's reach are impacted. So the non-Christian group, so if we're thinking about scope, not just depth, but scope of the gospel's reach, the non-Christian group around us thinks that the gospel is not for them. So the Thai person, the Middle Eastern person thinks it's an American thing. The working class kid thinks it's a wealthy person thing. The person in Berkeley, California thinks it's a Republican thing. And also the depth of the gospel's reach is impacted as well. So just like we talked about, someone will go in Mozambique to the shaman when that person is sick. The person who is at Berkeley doesn't even consider, and even if this person is a Christian, doesn't even consider how God might view events that happen on campus. You know, if it's not particularized enough, the gospel can't affirm, challenge, or offend non-Christian culture. It just leaves it alone. And so that's just to say that when we're talking about particularity, it's not just, let's just avoid culture and let's just, you know, that's not realistic and not necessarily helpful. You